And now it's time for your emails and texts and letters answered.
Letters.
On Dear Scott. This is what's been coming in on Friday and over the weekend.
Hi, Scott. I recently listened to your podcast in which you talked about barsexuals, and I am here to admit that I and two of my friends are barsexuals.
Now, we have talked about this before. Mm-hmm. Barsexuals are, if you don't know what they are, generally it's two girls who flirt outrageously with each other in a bar or a pub just to try and get blokes to buy them drinks all night. And generally, they're not that way inclined.
Our latest offence was committed on Friday night in a small pub in the West Midlands. A large group of middle-aged men huddled around the bar were our target. We sauntered up to the bar and ordered a bottle of wine, which we paid for. While pouring the wine into the glass, my friend Louise, names have been changed for anonymity, spilled wine all down my friend Sarah's leg.
Now, that was an accident, because barsexuals, they know what they're doing.
Yeah.
Oh, I've spilt wine down your leg.
Louise then proceeded to lick the wine off Sarah's leg, all to the men's delight. Without any hesitation, I ordered 6 tequila shots to be paid for by one of the men. We proceeded to do this many more times. Works every time like a charm.
They're bad, aren't they, bisexuals?
Very naughty.
That is naughty. So do watch out, they're everywhere.
All those stupid middle-aged men for falling for it.
Yeah. But they are out in bars. What they do is they will flirt with each other. Sometimes they will lick wine off each other's legs. And do not be fooled by this.
No.
Okay? It's all a big ruse to get you to buy them some more drinks.
Next time you see girls licking each other's legs, don't fall for it.
Is that what you want me to do when you spill wine?
What, lick my leg?
Yeah.
Only for trying to get free drinks.
Would you do that for free drinks?
What?
Let me lick your leg for free wine.
I don't think it's going to work, it's you and me.
Why not?
I can't think of one person in the world who would offer the two of you free drinks if they saw you licking each other's legs.
I don't think it's going to work. Find yourself another girl.
I think you might get chucked out of the pub.
Anyway, they're out there. Watch out for the barsexuals. Next.
Dear Chappers, I was listening to a podcast and you joked about Mr. Mills and his moon face of old.
Oh, yeah, you said I used to have a moon face.
No, only on that very old publicity photo that you had.
Yeah, it was the size of the moon.
It, you know.
9 in the afternoon. My face was the size of the moon.
Is that me just saying yes, I did?
Yeah.
Has your body got bigger then, or how does it, has it shrunk? It's not a moon anymore, is it?
But my face?
Yeah.
It's just changed shape naturally.
Is it the surgery?
No, it's not that new surgery.
The girl who wrote the book had a crush on Scott. Now, way back then, I also had a crush on Scott, mainly because my best friend fancied the well-old DJ who worked at the same station as Scott.
Now, when we're talking about the book, it's a girl that, do you remember, she had a little crush on me.
Yeah.
She used to work when I used to work at another radio station. She was about, like, 15.
Mm-hmm.
And she wrote a book about it, which was number one in the Heat bestsellers. And this is another girl. Okay.
And Scott was the only male who was in my age range, about 17 or 18 then. We used to turn up at the station every morning in my knackered Fiat Uno with red roses for the pair of them. Quite handsome moon face and well dodge older blur DJ.
Do you remember this?
Yeah, I do remember this.
So really they turned up with roses for you?
Yeah.
And what did you do?
So thanks very much.
Give him a big moon face smile.
Yep.
Quite handsome moon face and well dodge older blur DJ.
So I remember the well dodge old blur DJ.
Were you like pulling partners?
No, well, me and the well old dodge blur DJ. No, we weren't. No, we just worked at the same station. No, we weren't.
Scott was always very pleasant to me, and having reread my diaries, of which I kept religiously not so long ago, it may have seemed as though I had the makings of becoming a stalker, so I'd like to apologise for that.
It was absolutely fine, she wasn't stalker-like.
So, but the two of you never went out on the pool together?
What, me and the well-old Dodge Bloody
Jenner? Yeah, like double dating.
No, we didn't. We really didn't. We did a couple of gigs together.
You taking the ugly one so he could get off with the attractive one,
no,
that kind of thing.
This is all wrong.
Okay. Just trying to find out.
Back to the point. Old Moonface was a stud muffin in his youth. Lots of love, Nikki.
In his youth. Thanks, Nikki.
Were you? Back in the day?
No, I had a moon face. That could be a stud muffin and have a moon face.
No.
Anyway, Nikki, I do remember you, and I'm not in touch with the well old Blur DJ anymore. So sorry about that.
Those pulling days together are over.
Next.
Hi, Scott. I'm taking a minute out of revision to tell you about the first year's medic's idea of revising for exams. Instead of our marathon 2 a.m. sessions in the library, we'd hit Manzil's, where the owner, who is a legend, played us clips of your show mentioning him that he has saved on his phone.
Now, this is this guy is legendary in Southampton, and it's a curry house which all the students go to called Manzil's. And they did have a sign up, I think, a while back, saying that it was my favourite curry house the world.
Like a blue plaque, isn't it? But on A4 paper.
Yeah. Just done on Word.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We all knew about the Scott Mills connection, but he insisted on proving it. We had a quality night, and I think the pictures say it all.
Now, I've got the pictures there for you, chappers, to have a look at.
Oh, my God. Oh.
All of them having a brilliant time in Manzil's, look.
Yeah, they are. What are they doing? It looks like they're all drinking Ribena. What is that? And also, it looks quite basic.
What do you mean?
Is this the kind of place you endorse? Oh, there he is, right.
I'm still thinking that I've never been there.
Here's the A4 paper behind the head. Manzil's, Radio 1 DJ Scott Mills, favourite curry house in the whole of the Rye Way? What does that say? UK, maybe?
UK.
UK, maybe? And he's got 2 pints of beer on and 2 naan breads.
It's quality clip art.
It's clip art at its best. I still don't remember going there.
Right.
Colin, Chris, Twinkle, Katie, Ellie, and all the other first-year Southampton medics who should have been revising but decided on a massive lash-up. XXX.
Right, can we play that again, please?
Colin, Chris, Twinkle.
That's what I thought. A doctor called Twinkle.
Dr. Twinkle.
Dr. Twinkle, I'll see you now.
It's Nina, a carry-on film.
Thanks very much for your correspondence there. And yes, I don't understand what's happening with Manzil's. I don't really remember going there, but I might have been at some point.
But you are a stud muffin.
Mm-hmm. With a moon face.
Dear Scott and the team, while looking on Facebook last night for groups in my hometown of Southwell, I happened to come across a young man going by the name of Matthew Southwell, who is on the loosing end of an interesting bet.
Oh yeah, this is good, this. Listen.
If 100,000 people join the group, he will have a sex change.
Amazing.
He really hasn't thought about this, has he?
He really hasn't, because, like, now that we've mentioned it and stuff...
100,000 people really isn't that much.
That's not very many, and he might have to go through with it.
A paltry 100,000 listeners, and it's a done job. Have a look. I am sure you would enjoy testing the validity of the bet. Dylan.
Amazing. So 100,000 people... And he has to have the op.
I'm really worried about this now. Look what we did to Hofsite.
I know.
That's gone through the roof.
Is it, like, legally binding, though? I think it is, isn't it? So he actually, like, he has to have it done. Let's say if 100,000 people were to join the site today, the group.
Oh.
So good luck with that. Right, it's 7:03 on Radio 1. My email is scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. My text is 81199. Anything you want to say, we can answer it at this early stage of the morning.
Scott Mills.
Radio 1.
We were like a crime-fighting duo back in the day, weren't we? Me and the other old Blur DJ.
Yeah.
By day, they are DJs, local radio DJs. By night, they fight crime. And now on BBC One...
Quite handsome moonface... and well dodge older Blur DJ.
Maybe is that Rosemary in Time?
Oh, I was going to say, maybe that's where they got...
Dylan Pascoe?
No, Life on Mars from.
Quite handsome moonface and well dodge older Blur DJ.
I've worked out as well that Becky knows exactly who the older Blur DJ is.
Yeah.
Show him a picture.
I've seen it.
Have you, can you see him?
I can just imagine the two of you back in the 70s fighting crime.
The 70s? Get lost. Yeah, you deserve that.
For more clips like this, check out unofficialmills.co.uk.